Good morning, everybody. There's the music, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of Raider App. I'm your host, Dusty Budd, sports director at KYMN Radio, and we've got a fantastic show lined up for you today. One day after the Raider softball team won the state championship, the captains on the team are nice enough to come down and join me live in studio. We're going to talk about their incredible run to the state title, an absolute fantastic state tournament for this Raider softball team, a team that we knew was going to be good, but this good? Well, I think they knew it, and we're going to hear that from them here in just a little bit. I've got Jillian Noel, Carolyn Pritchard, Ann Fossum, and Annika Gugisberg live and in studio to talk about a state championship. I'm going to bring them on right now and say good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Hello. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you so much.
I know it just happened yesterday afternoon, so I'm sure it's still fresh and new in your mind, but can I just get kind of what you girls are thinking here and what your thought processes are, knowing that you are the best in the state champions? Annika, we'll start with you, and we'll just go down the line.
Oh, it's a dream come true. Yeah, I'm kind of speechless right now.
Okay, very good. Anne?
Still can't believe it. And then, it's fun.
Caroline?
Well, speaking for Jillian and I, we've been on the team since we were eighth graders, and I don't think coming into the varsity team we ever thought that this would ever happen to us, but it's just been great. It's been a great feeling, and I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else.
All right. And Jillian, do you have...
Honestly, hasn't hit me yet still.
Well, girls, let's talk about it. So I had you guys on about a month and a half ago, and we had talked about it. Is it a little hot in here? Hold on 1 second, girls. Sorry about that. Welcome back. We need a little fan in here. We're all just a little bit toasty at the KYMN studios. All right. Back to what I was saying. I had you ladies on about a month and a half ago with Coach Ryan Peach, and you know, I saw that quiet confidence in you guys that you knew you guys were going to be good and that you guys were going to be able to probably make a run in state, but to go all the way, you know, I know those are high expectations for you. Just kind of as the season was progressive, Jillian, we'll start with you, and just, you know, when did you know that this team had what it took to be state champions?
We had a meeting at the beginning of the year, and we set a lot of goals then, and we knew we had to get one goal to get to the next goal, so once we got the section title, our next goal was to, of course, win state. That was our next one.
And, you know, you talk about that section title, you know, the Winona Windhawks kind of been a thorn in your guys' side the last couple of years. You were able to beat them this year. Carolyn, let's get your thoughts on when you guys beat Winona and just kind of what the team feeling was and your feeling on going to state for the first time as a program.
Well, it's a great feeling, and I think it's even better that we're able to beat Winona just because they have been a pesky team for the past couple of years. We were really fortunate that we had a few players move here, and they just blended with the team really nicely right away, and that was very huge for our team. And I think once we started practicing together, we just knew that we were going to be able to accomplish our goal of beating Winona, and just executing that goal was a dream come true.
And you're a junior on the team, but you've been there for kind of the tough losses to Winona the last couple of years. I just want to get kind of your thoughts on when you defeated Winona and just kind of how the mind switches from section to state. Is there a thought process that goes on there?
Well, I think when we beat Winona, I think it gave us a little extra confidence, which helped us push to the end of the state tournament, and I think we kept gaining the confidence in ourselves and the teammates we have, which really helped us in the end.
Okay, very good. And Annika, I want to get your thoughts on, you know, you as well as Jillian and Carolyn have been on the team for a while and have been through those tough losses, and how gratifying was that section victory against Winona, knowing that you guys were seniors and you get to go to state as seniors, and just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think beating Winona in the section final really fueled us for going to state. It was really a big goal of ours to beat Winona in that section final, and I just kept thinking about last year and just like how we came up so short, just a little short in that last game, and just finally beating Winona was just so gratifying and amazing.
All right, perfect. So that gets you guys to the state tournament. First time in program history, they go to state. They're the number 2 seed. Mankato West, the number 1 seed. But let's break down the state tournament a little bit, girls. And then once we break down that a little bit, we'll kind of get talk more about the season. First off, first game, Detroit Lakes, a game that you heard here on 95.1 The One and AM 1080 and KYMNRadio.net. I was listening. I unfortunately wasn't able to be there, but Ned did a good job for us at KYM, Ned Newberg. And I believe his daughter is a freshman on the team. Do you guys know? Is there a Newberg freshman on the softball team? No, no. Anyways, okay, whatever. The guy that called the games for us did a great job. And I was listening, and you guys played Detroit Lakes. And I spoke with Coach Peach last week. I did a phone interview with him just to talk about what it's like going to state, what it means, and then, you know, kind of what your guys' goals and what you need to do. And I told him to scout Detroit Lakes, and he didn't have much to say because they play way, way, way up north there. So when you guys were preparing for Detroit Lakes, can you talk about that preparation, the practices? And did you watch videos on them? Was it just show up, play your game? How did that work? Who would like to take that? Anybody? Oh, they're pointing at Ann. Okay, Ann Fossum.
I think our preparation and for Detroit Lakes game was just stick to the basics, what we know how to. Just it was kind of a normal practice, a one last practice together. Mm-hmm. And yep. I think we all knew coming into the state tournament, everybody here is good. And so we just had to play our game no matter how good they are. And so I think that's what we did. We came in and just played our game. Not worried about them because we absolutely had no idea who mm-hmm. they were or how they play. So I think it was just great that we all came in ready to go, which helped.
Northfield Raiders defeat Detroit Lakes in the state quarterfinals. And, you know, in state, and you guys know this when you were looking at the brackets, you always want to win that first game. Yes. so you can come back, you know, so that way you can still have a chance to at least get third place. I mean, not playing that consolation 7th-8th place game, which has been done. So you want to get that first game, at least get through that first game. And you guys did that. And I want to, who's going to talk about Brennan, what she did in the pitcher? Here we go. Okay, Jillian?
Bryn pitched a fantastic 3 games for us. She honestly, she helped us a lot, and we knew we could help her too with hitting and comfort her then that, like, she knows she has the reassurance that, like, we're there with her. But she honestly, she pitched great.
Okay, and I want to, you know, how tough of it, you guys have been playing softball, but 3 games, including 2 in 1 day, that's got to wear on a pitcher's armor. But, you know, how was Bryn feeling and everything as she was kind of going through that grind of those 3 games there? Anybody talk about it? Maybe Annika, do you have something to say?
Yeah, I think we played a couple doubleheaders and tournaments this year. So I think that definitely helped with the 2 games on 1 day situation.
Okay.
But Bryn's a really strong pitcher, and we have a lot of confidence and trust in her. And I think, like Jill said, she knew that our hitting was good and that we could put up some runs. So I think that really reassured her in the circle. So,
all right. Yeah. Now, second game, state semifinal. Becker, you guys play Becker, and it was a little dicey there. Becker got off to a 2-0 lead, and I was listening, and finally in the I believe the 5th and the 6th inning, you guys were able to put some runs across and kind of run away with that one a little bit too late in the game. But early on, it was some nail-biting, I'm sure, going on. Carolyn, can you talk about that a little bit, the game against Becker?
Well, to be honest, throughout the season, we had never really gotten down in a game very often, so that was definitely new for us. But every single inning, I felt like we kept threatening. We were getting hits, we were getting people on base, we just weren't able to score. And I think we knew that once we were able to get one run across, that they would come pretty steadily throughout. We just needed to get that first one. That first one is always the hardest. So as soon as we got that, I think we were confident that we were going to be able to pull through. Okay. And it was really a whole team effort. Everyone was cheering. Everyone just was doing their greatest at bat. So right. It was really a team effort.
Very good. So the Raiders defeat Becker, get to Mankato West, the number one team. Now, you guys, of course, are very familiar with Mankato West being in the Big 9 together. Talk about the games you had against them in the regular season and sort of refresh my memory and the people's memories, how they went. Who would like to go there? Okay, Jillian.
We played West earlier in the season, and we stayed with them pretty well. And there was probably one inning that just they put on a few, and then it just, from there, it was gone. But this time, we knew that, like, we could play with them. And since we lost to them earlier in the season, and almost was like, we're the underdogs, like, let's just get some going and it'll come.
All right, so the Raiders take it on Mankato West, the one seed. But five-run first inning helps out a lot, I think, girls, doesn't it? Who wants to talk about the that first inning that you guys had there, Ann?
I think coming into the game, we knew we were the underdogs. We knew we had something to prove, and I think you don't always want to be the away team, but in that sense, I'm glad we were able to be the away team because we had the fire coming into the game that we need to score runs, and I think it really set the tone of the game that first inning when we scored all those runs.
Perfect. It got good. And then with the way Brynn's pitching, you know, five runs should have been enough. It was, but there was a few more throughout. Detroit Lakes, of course, got a few in as the game went throughout. But I want to talk about, I think there was, you guys were up, and then Mankato West have bases loaded, I believe, in like the third or fourth inning mm-hmm. with like maybe one out or something like that. And you guys, they scored a couple, but it wasn't that bad. Yeah. Can you talk about that inning a little bit? And once you guys got through that inning, was that kind of the thinking of, okay, we can do this now? Who would like to talk about that? Okay, Carolyn.
Well, I don't think we were ever really worried when Mankato started hitting because they've never really hit off of Brynn very well. They just had a few perfectly placed hits at the right time, and that's how they scored. But I think we were able to get outs going, mm-hmm. but I don't think we were ever really nervous. Peach did call a timeout in the middle of the inning just to come out and try to break up the momentum that Mankato West had going. But I think we were pretty confident that we'd be able to put up some more runs for Brynn and just keep the game going in our favor.
All right, sounds good. And then the rest of the game went through. Seventh inning came. We got the Mankato West not able to get enough. And 8-3, that's just like that. Oh, my gosh, you guys are state champions. I mean, that is just absolutely incredible. I know that the feeling is you still have, it still hasn't maybe hit you girls yet. It just happened yesterday. But let's talk about the journey. Everyone talks about that this is, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, all those cliches, the journey, et cetera. But talk about the journey of this team, some of the adversity maybe you guys faced early on in the season or with the high expectations that, you know, people were sort of putting on you because they knew you were going to be good, but just how good, who knows? And just talk about that a little bit. Who would like to kind of explain that? Okay, go ahead, Jillian.
So last year we lost the section final, and right after that game, we all kind of looked at each other and we're like, we want it next year. Like, mm-hmm. we really, really want it. And so that kind of fueled it. Then we had tryouts, and we were all like, look at us. Like, we can do this. And we just set our goals really high, and we set a lot, and honestly, that was it.
I want to talk about any fun, if you guys did, and I think I asked this question when you guys were in last time, but any fun sort of rituals or any good luck, you know, ways of cheering did you do? Oh, they're pointing at Annika.
Well, before every game, we have our little team meeting.
Okay.
And we go around and say all of our goals, all of our personal goals and then, like, team goals for the game. And one little, like, silly ritual we have is our other senior, Marissa Nelson. She just gets everybody really quiet, and then she waits a little bit, and she just says, win. And then it gets everybody loose and laughing, and I think that really helps us before the game.
That is awesome. Yeah. And I'm sure she pulled that in the section and state tournament as well. Sure. Absolutely. Very cool. Again, we're speaking with Jillian Noel, Carolyn Pritchard, Ann Fossman, Annika Gugisberg, representatives from the Raider softball team, state champion Raider softball team, first time in program history they ever been to state, so that means first time ever state champions, and a few of them are wearing their state championship medals, which is just so cool to see. It's something that, you know, can never be taken away from you guys. And I want to talk about that legacy that you guys said. And you're a junior, mm-hmm. so you'll be back next year. But why don't you go ahead and talk about some of these seniors, the four seniors on the team, the leadership they provide, and what it's like being on a championship team with them.
I think one of the, like, best legacies they can leave is their ethic. They all come to practice every day, fired up, get everybody going, and I feel like that's one thing. The energy is what they leave behind. Their attitudes, their commitment to the team, everything they did to help us win will be missed. And I think coming up, we need to find our energy people because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. they're all here. And I think it's really awesome that we went out with them, and their legacy is a state championship.
You know, you want to win as many state titles as you possibly can, but when you win it as a senior, it's got to be pretty sweet, girls. I just want to talk about what can a a moment that you experienced yesterday can do as you progress through the next stage in your life. I'm sure all of you moving on from high school now and going on to the next phase of your life, wherever that might be. But what can you take away from something like this, Jillian? And I'll ask all three seniors here the same question about being a state champion and just kind of what that means, both not only for you being a Northfield Raider, but as you progress through the next phases in your life.
When we were talking about how it's not a sprint, mm-hmm. it's a marathon. I think just knowing that you can set goals in life, and if you work really hard towards them, you can accomplish them.
Okay, very good. Carolyn, I'll ask you the same question, just kind of what you feel you can take away from being a state champion.
I think all of the work that we did behind the scenes is something that I'm going to take away from this. Obviously, our state titles, everybody can see, but not everyone can see us working behind the scenes. And all of us play year-round softball, okay. not just through the high school. So we work all year round really, really hard and take lessons individually. So I think just working behind the scenes and just kind of having that sneaky confidence is something I'm going to take away from this, and I'm never going to forget it ever.
Absolutely. And Annika, what are you going to take away being a part of a state championship team as you move into the next phase in your life?
Yeah, I think the state championship title is a really nice thing to have, but the one thing that I'll never forget is just this team and all the energy they brought. And one thing I always said, or my goal before the game, was to trust myself, trust my team, and have fun. And I think those three things are just really important, not only in the game of softball, but also in life. Just trust yourself, trust others around you, and just go out and have fun.
All right. Let's talk about when that final out came, you guys threw your gloves in the air, jumping up and down, all excited and everything. What was it like afterwards? Did you guys go out to eat somewhere? Did you guys go, you know, tell me the moments after winning the state championship and what the team did to celebrate, Ann.
We got on the bus and we did what we always do. We cranked the music and sang the whole way home. And then we kind of, when we got back to the high school, there was friends and family waiting for us, and we kind of just took some time and celebrated with them at the high school, and it was really fun.
Prior to the state tournament, you had a police escort, too, didn't they? Yeah. Police escort lead you through town? Who wants to talk about that a little bit? Okay, go ahead.
Well, we actually had a police escort on the way back in
town. Did you?
Also,
okay,
too. Yeah,
all right, yeah. Fantastic.
We were able to drive through on the way back to the high school through town, and that was really great. It was just great to have the whole community support behind us, and I think we've saw that in the past couple years when state soccer and state girls mm-hmm. basketball made their appearances, but it's just an unreal feeling to have the whole community behind you and just seeing familiar faces in the stands throughout the entire tournament. It's just been a real gift to us, and I don't think we could have done it without everyone else's support.
Mankato West, good team. You beat them, but you were also on their home turf playing mm-hmm. in North Mankato at Caswell Park. Did that mean anything, kind of winning it on that home turf, knowing Mankato West kind of been a thorn in your side a little bit over the years? Go ahead, Ann.
It was really fun to beat them on their home turf, even though it felt like we were kind of the home team because we had so many fans there.
Yeah.
And I feel like that really fueled us. It's like, let's get this for our town and our mm-hmm. fans that drove all the way to Mankato, and I think that was just so much sweeter.
Absolutely. And it's incredible how this community gets behind their high school sports teams when they're doing well. It's just awesome to see them come out and support even in regular games or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I get to be a part of it too, being here on KYMN. We get to broadcast and have people listen that way too. So just fantastic. All right, girls, you guys, we're gonna wrap up this interview here. I know you wanna go and celebrate some more. So just gonna be a couple of final questions. This will be for Jillian, Carolyn, and Annika. Your next steps, now that softball's over with, your high school careers are over with, you guys graduated, next steps that you guys will have going forward here, Annika, what are your plans?
I'm attending the University of Wisconsin-Stout.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you know what you're going to be studying yet, or still a little early on
studio
that?
Studio art right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. Very good. Carolyn?
I'll be attending the University of Minnesota in the Twin Cities, and I'm planning right now to study journalism and political science, and I'm also hoping to play trumpet in their marching band.
All right, awesome. And Jillian?
I will be attending SMSU Marshall. I will also be playing softball for them.
Okay.
And I will most likely be studying elementary education.
Okay. That's, you know, I've got an application into St. Scholastica right now to become a teacher and do elementary education. So that is awesome. Okay. And then, Ann, now, it's kind of on you now. You being the junior, you get to come back and defend the state championship. So what's kind of you and some of the underclassmen's mentality going into now to the off season and knowing you have a lot of big expectations next year as well?
I think our mentality is play hard every game, mm-hmm. work hard in the summer. I think coming into next year, I don't think anyone's really thinking about it, but okay. when it comes to next year, I think our main focus is just do what we did, have fun, and play our hearts out, and things will come.
All right, sounds good. Well, girls, you know, think about it this way. Nobody can ever take this away from you for the rest of your lives. You are state champions. Absolutely bravo, fantastic journey, adventure, and we're so proud of you guys, and I'm sure you're proud of yourselves too and your teammates. So congratulations, you've earned it. Enjoy it and have a great summer, and thank you so much for coming in and talking about it, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right,
thank you, that's
Jillian Noel, Carolyn Pritchard, Ann Fossman, Annika Gugisberg from the Raiders softball team, state champion Raiders softball team. We'll be right back right after this.
Hi, I'm Pam Fekencher, senior pastor at St. John's Lutheran Church in Northfield. St. John's invites you every Sunday to a joyful musical service of Word and Sacrament at 8:30 and 10 a.m. We're located at 500 3rd Street West in Northfield. If you can't join us in person, listen live at 8:30 a.m. on AM 1080 KYMN or online at kymnradio.net. You are always welcome at St. John's. We hope to see you soon.
Graduation is a special time. It's the end of one chapter and the beginning of another. Eric Frank from RE/MAX Advantage Plus in Northfield would like to congratulate the grads as they move on to the next chapter. When you are ready to turn the page and move into a new home or your first house, call Eric Frank at 612-481-3802.
Greetings Care Center in Northfield would like to take this time to salute this year's graduating class. It's an exciting time for the graduates. Good luck from Greetings Care Center in Northfield as you head into your future plans.
All right, and welcome back, everybody, to Raider App. Boy, what a great conversation right there. That's what I love about, you know, having live radio on here is you can get in state championship. You can get state championship players in, as we just had the Raider softball team in, celebrating a state championship, something that can never be taken away. It's so awesome. And now when you come into town on Highway 3 there, on the north side of town, they have that sign about the Raider championships. You can put girls softball 2019. I should have asked the girls what that's. Oh, I forgot to ask them about that. They're going to be on the side now. Oh, shoot. I forgot to ask them about that. What that? How cool that would be to see that team every time they came into town. Gosh darn it. Anyways, just a great conversation right there, and happy to be a part of it, and happy that KYMN was able to broadcast those games, and you were hopefully able to tune in for them. So absolutely, absolutely awesome. This is going to be my last show. We still have a few. There's still state track and field finals going on, and then there's a few golfers as well that are continuing to play, and we're going to wish them the best and stay tuned to the morning show, KYMN morning show, throughout the week as Jeff talks about how the golf team does. There's three Raider golfers, boys and girls, that are in the state golf tournament, and we'll talk about them a little bit. But first off, I want to go ahead and talk about the other spring sports and sort of how they did in their seasons, where they ended up. The boys lacrosse team, they made it to the section semifinal game. They played that thorn in their side, Lakeville South, in the section semifinals and came up just short against South. So boys lacrosse season ended in the section semifinal. That's too bad too, because in a team that was dominated with seniors, that was the team that they never were really able to beat. They always played them tight, but they were never able to beat them. When I had them on Raider Rap, I had them talking about that a little bit, and they said, we want Lakeville South, and Unfortunately, Lakeville South got the best of them, so boys lacrosse finished their season in the section semifinal. The girls lacrosse got to the section quarterfinal. They lost to Rochester Mayo. That's a rebuilding team. Dan Dupay, the coach for the girls lacrosse team, knows that and understands that. They're young, and they'll be fine, but just some growing pains going through on that team. The baseball team, they lost in extra innings in the semifinal consolation bracket to Winona, ending their season. I think that was one of those things where this year's team, you know, they had really good pitching, but they didn't have that, you know, that kid that can throw 85, 90 or something, you know, just they threw good strikes, but, you know, maybe just a little bit short on the length of the arms that were able to be on that team. So baseball team semifinal consolation bracket, losing to Winona, ending their season. The boys tennis team, they made it to the section semifinal and they lost to Rochester Mayo, which is a bummer that Rochester Mayo is in their section, because Rochester Mayo always seems to win. That's a very, very, very good tennis school, and so for Mayo to be able to do that and then the Raider tennis team season, anyways, that's a tough one, tough for the boys tennis. The track and field championships. Right now, Northfield's got 6 athletes qualified for the state, and actually one athlete. I know for a fact that Emma Rattler finished 7th place in the discus in state. She was one of the 6 that had qualified for state, senior Emma Rattler. Let's see here. Who else was that? Senior Elizabeth Atchison won the 800-meter run to qualify individually for state for the 2nd year in a row after finishing 2nd in the 400 at state last year. She also anchored the 1600 relay to a 2nd place finish with help from freshman Claire Lipper, junior Ella Palmquist, and senior Grace Atchison. Sophomore Emma Hodap qualified individually for state for the 2nd time, doing so in an eye-popping quick heat of the 100. She finished 3rd and did so in 12 seconds and 20 hundredths. That's 0.37 seconds faster than her seed time. Other section podium finishes included the 3200 relay team of Lippert Palmquist, sophomore Maya Westling, and junior Carolyn Peterson that finished 7th, and the 400 relay of Hodap, sophomore Jess Boland, freshman Grace Dickerson, and 7th grader Annabelle Rizak finished 8th. So congratulations to the girls, and they are in state right now. It's going on as we speak, state track and field. So we'll keep an eye out and see how they do as they progress through the state tournament at track and field. And then finally, we've got, I mentioned the golfers, the boys and girls golf teams, and they have 3 combined between the two teams going to state on an individual levels. This is for the first time since 2011. The girls' golf team is going to have multiple representatives at the Class 3A state championships. At Faribault Legacy in the Section 1-3A meet, senior Molly Stevens blazed to a 1-over-73 to finish at plus 10 for the two-day tournament. That was good enough for 2nd individually behind Lakeville North's Emma Welch, who won at plus 7. This is Stevens' 4th consecutive individual qualification for state, although for the first time she'll have some company this year after sophomore Sylvia Koenig snagged the 5th and final individual qualifying spot for the state tournament after shooting an 87 Wednesday for a 2-day score of plus 35. The top 5 individuals not on the advancing team, in which case that was Lakeville North, qualify individually for state. So besides Stevens and Koenig joining the Raiders, the boys are going to have a representative as well. Nate Stevens, freshman Nate Stevens, nabbed an individual qualifying spot for the state tournament after he shot a 2-over-73 on Wednesday for a 2-day score of plus 9. He finished tied for 5th overall, and 5th is good enough to do it. The Boys and Girls Class 3A State Championships are taking place June 11th and 12th at Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids. That's Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. So good luck to the Raider golfers as they move on into the state tournament on an individual basis. And that's about it for Raider Wrap. That's going to wrap up Raider Wrap for the 2018-2019 school year. Had a great time doing this show again. Having some conversations with Jeff, the owner here, about, you know, what we're going to maybe do next year. So kind of stay tuned for that. But I want to say that it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with these student athletes and coaches that have come on all season long, sometimes in the midst of winter and the cold winter and the heat of the summer and everything in between. Just absolutely amazing, the willingness to do that and come on and talk live on the air in front of their peers and their parents and their family and people listening out there to be able to come down and do that. Just absolutely just fantastic and such a joy for me to do. And I've enjoyed doing it now for about 14 years. I've done this show. So I don't know where the time went, but it's just an incredible opportunity to be able to do this on a weekly basis. And I'm so blessed to have this opportunity. And every now and then, you get to interview state champions. Like, I just had the softball team in today, all state wearing their medallions, their medals. It's just fantastic run here on Raider Rap. But we will be still filling in this time slot. Starting next week, we're going to bring back the Super Saturday Sports Show. Myself, Dirk Umbenauer, and Colin Landsteiner, we're going to be talking sports on the national scene. Kind of move on from the Raiders now that those seasons are wrapped up. But national sports scene, we talk a lot of Twins, a lot of Vikings, very Minnesota centric. These kids are very smart. They're all in their early 20s, and they just do a great job of being a part of this. So excited to start that show up and transition from Raiders to kind of more national sports stuff. It's great. So we'll be back. You'll hear my voice at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. That's not going anywhere. But as far as Raider Rap goes, this will be my last show for the year, and it's been great. Just wrap it up right there. I want to thank my guests, Jillian Noel, Carolyn Pritchard, Ann Fossum, and Annika Gugisberg, representatives from the Raider softball team, the state champion Raider softball team. What a great way to end the show for the 2018-2019 school year with a state championship on the softball team. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Have a great day.